The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolan Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What up?
Ha. Made it through the Super Bowl. Made it through the Chitlin' Circuit.
Yeah.
Made it through January. First show of February.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
And to celebrate Black History Month, we've got some treats from Kareem, who is, of course, running on Black People Time. So he's going to be a little bit late.
Looking forward to it, though, man. This was, when he first mentioned it a few episodes back, I was jazzed up, dude. It's going
to
be good.
So coming up on the show today, in addition to a couple of specialty Kareem things, we've got a super-sized Florida corner for you.
Huh.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, he's a GOP candidate for president. He had some things to say. He made a comparison about gays. That'll be fun. We'll talk about that. And Diana's favorite musical singing thing.
Thing? You mean just, God?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, Lord.
Has been immortalized.
He's so perfect.
Well, there are others who agree with you. We'll look into that.
It's true.
Some might be creeped out about it, but c'est la vie. But first, I need to ask, Sam, how was your week?
The week was... week was great. The week itself was great.
And then?
And then the weekend sucked cockaballs.
Yeah, you were telling us before we started rolling that you were not well.
Yes. I, Friday evening when I was originally planning to go with you to the Chitlin Circuit, our good friend Kareem's art exhibit.
Month-long performance art and such and such exhibit, yes. Yeah.
But then got a call from some old friends who were back from South Africa for a short time.
Hmm.
Well, I went and hung out with them.
And they gave you Ebola.
That might have been it. God damn it. All I know is I woke up next morning feeling like shit. And it did not cease throughout the weekend.
Oh.
Today, I'd say I'm about like 85-90% better, but there's still enough lingering that I'm like, you know, a good nap would do me well.
Yeah. For those who don't realize, we record our shows on Monday, so it's Groundhog Day as we're recording this.
Yeah.
So Sam has rallied and made it here.
Yes, guys.
You look slightly under the weather, but not like, oh man, you got to go home now.
Not
sort of sick,
haggard ass.
Well, your outfit looks good, but your face is what.
She knows how to light my
your
fire.
Your face is killing us.
Thanks, Diana.
Otherwise, like, I would have known if I just didn't look at your face.
Yeah.
That's nice.
His hair looks nice. He looks nice. And then you just like look at his face
then
and you're
got
like,
that
oh.
Shit face look.
Then you look at his face and you go, oh. Did you catch that? That's good
boy.
Stuff.
Well, how about you guys?
Yeah, Diana, how was yours? We'll talk about the Chitlin Circuit in a minute. How, okay. Other than that, how was your week?
It was good. I mean, I had fun at the Chitlin Circuit. I had bounce early, unfortunately, though, but it was good.
You had to leave early to not get laid?
Yeah. That's true.
Was there another lovely lady
no.
lighting your fire?
No,
there?
I wish. Oh, otherwise, okay. I wish. But the weekend would have been great if that's the case. No, it was good. Now I look back on the weekend, I drank a lot. I really should stop drinking. I'm just tired.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm always tired on Monday. And I'm glad like I don't have like an office job because I'd just be useless.
Mm.
But yeah, because let's see, Saturday. I don't know what I did Saturday. Oops. Sunday was Super Bowl though. I love Missy. I'm like a huge Missy Elliott fan. So that was like my inner 2003 me got really, really excited and super happy. So I'm like that. I can ride that high for a good week or two.
A majority of America went who?
Yeah,
I hate America so much.
Well,
I mean, I don't hate America. That's not a bad. I just hate people
who don't know who Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is.
I've never been a lover of Missy Elliott, but I've. You know, she does embody a good portion of my youth, and including you referenced 2003, the year I graduated high school, which, you know, it's a turning of the pages, if you would. And there's Missy Elliott. And she's still around. That means that my youth might still be out there somewhere.
That's not a thing, but okay.
I think the biggest mystery of the Super Bowl halftime show is how did Katy Perry change outfits so quickly?
Oh, she probably wore it under.
It's all a hologram.
Way to ruin it.
Well, I mean, that was like the most
I'm trying to make it sound like it was a mystical thing. And you're like, oh, she probably just wore everything underneath.
Well, yeah, because that was like the worst mystery to start, like rumor to start. That was
you've never seen the Mike Tyson mysteries then, have you?
Is this the one with the Asian kid on it?
Yes.
Oh, God. No, there's a reason why I don't watch that, Nate. It sounds horrible. And I don't have
cable.
Because
he has an adopting Korean daughter.
Yeah. That
which is awesome. And a pigeon.
And a pigeon.
Named Richard. We found out his name is Richard.
Does it talk?
It's the voice of Norm. It's the voice of Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, I'm not sure who Norm MacDonald is.
Oh, he's from SNL. Matt TV. He's from Matt TV.
No, he's from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, shit. SNL. I said that first in my defense.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
He was the host of Weekend Update.
Oh, wasn't he the one that also did... that's where Mad TV was, because he was the one that did Stewart. Who's the one that did Stewart?
No, not him.
Oh, fine.
No, that's not him. Stewart. Kareem has entered the studio. perfect timing. Nice. He's got a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Nice. Autographed book.
Done.
To Kareem from...
From Kareem.
That's why I'm late.
That's a worthy reason.
He just signed that, like, right now?
Can
like,
I feel it? Does it still have the warmth of his hands?
Like,
he's
as
in
long
Sacramento?
As it took me to get from Crocker Museum.
Nice.
Does it still have the scent of his breath upon the pages?
Yes.
That's gross. Don't make out with it, Sam. That's gross.
That's nice.
No, that's...
Don't get your Ebola germs on that.
That's sweet. Did you go, Kareem? Kareem. I was actually named Kareem. I didn't have to change it to that.
No, he said, the guy asked me, he's like, so what do you want it? You know, who do you want it to? Because I actually got one for my grandson. His name's Isaac. So I got Isaac. And he's like, well, who do you want the other one? I was like, just have him sign his name. And he was like, what? And I was like, that's my name too. So
aww.
Nice.
That's cute.
So that's then when he got ready to sign it, I was like, the guy was like, he said, sign it Kareem. And I was like, yeah, just sign it your name. And he was like, is it with the I or the M? And I was like, it's just like yours.
Yeah, exactly like yours.
And he was like, I've never signed the autographed a book to myself before.
Nice. So
way to give him that special
He'll remember
moment.
You now.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's good time. That's a nice start to Black History Month for you.
It is a great start to Black History Month.
He's hella cheesing. I haven't seen Kareem this happy in ever.
You do have that glow. You've got a glow on
I just came from a panel discussion with Dusty Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Willie Brown,
Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco.
Former mayor of San Francisco, and he was in the Senate, or here, Sacramento, Speaker of the House in California. Jerry Manuel, who was the manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Right.
And my other favorite Black intellectual, Mr. Harry Edwards, who works for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wow.
He's so happy. This is so cute.
Wow.
I wish we could record this.
Like, I almost came in my pants.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is sort of the 180 of how we saw you on Friday night when your computer wasn't working right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because Diana and I went to the Chitlin Circuit on Friday, and Kareem was having technical difficulties with his computer.
It happens.
Gremlins.
That shit happens, man.
No, dude. Look, black people, well, I'm going to say most Black people I know, they believe in the spirit world.
Sure.
Right, right.
And so my computer has worked fine all the time. I don't have any computer issues.
Yeah.
Friday, I went like 45 minutes trying to reload iTunes. I would shut my computer off, reopen it. iTunes would not open.
Right.
I went to Target. I came back. Hurricane, who wasn't supposed to be on the program, was doing a poem. And as soon as Hurricane finished his poem and I opened my computer, everything was up and ready to play.
Yeah, nice. It was really interesting because not everybody knew that there were problems going on. So there was this very quiet, almost panic state to try and get everything, try and have something happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because things were starting late. And so we had your guitar player, who was fantastic.
Yes.
And then you had Hurricane doing poetry. It was like, well, this wasn't on the bill. This is very different.
Yeah, I thought Hurricane was dope. I've never, like, really been in... I'm trying to get into poetry a little more, or, like, spoken word and stuff like that. And so to see him live, that was really cool. Oh, and he's, like, a really nice, like, just happy dude.
Oh, you should have saw him the week before. What you got... Friday was nothing compared to the when they did the poetry night. It's amazing.
Where does like where can you see stuff like that?
The Queen of Sheba,
the Ethiopian restaurant
at 18th and Broadway.
We have an Ethiopian restaurant here.
Yeah, yeah. Broadway. Sweet. It's good stuff.
Yeah, so they have it there every Wednesday night. Like it starts probably like 9 to 10, so you can catch them there. But the Brick House, she has an open mic every second Saturday, which it turns out to be a lot of the poets come through. And okay. Like I said, that was, yeah. But for me, that was full circle for what I wanted for the Chitlin Circuit, which was mm-hmm. to show the full range of what was on the Chitlin Circuit. The only thing we were really missing was a tempo dancer, which was like kind of like a stripper.
So next year?
Kareem, you should have stepped up to the bowl, bro.
So next year we might have to add tempo dancer. But the music, the comedy, the poetry, the guitar, like all of that was Chitlin Circuit. That was what you would get. So
it's a variety show.
Right. So that was what when I envisioned us doing it, that was actually what I envisioned. So it was like perfect.
Success.
Well, congratulations. That was a really fun show. That was really
cool.
Your headlining comedian was fantastic.
Oh, I love that guy.
he had the place rolling. Diana, of course, had to leave early to go and not get laid.
Oh.
So that's what happens when you can't fix your computer for 45 minutes, Kareem. Yeah,
you missed. Oh, you, God. You missed out. He was.
I know. I've seen him before. Yeah. Trenton
What's
Davis.
What's his name? Yeah.
What? Trenton Davis.
He's hilarious. Yeah. He's really funny. And I was I was really bummed because it was D. Tyler and Trent Davis, and I respect both of them, and they're awesome. So it was a really great show. If anything, that was the one I wanted to go to. Yeah.
To me, D. Tyler is like the best comic in Sacramento that nobody knows about.
I would disagree. Funny. He's pretty well known because every time I see him, he crushes it.
Right, but
like, even on the Fresh Five and stuff,
there's a difference between being well known amongst other comics and having people go, oh, that guy. I know that guy.
Oh, yeah. But then Sacramento, not a lot of people know comics in Sacramento outside of the comedy scene.
To me, he's like a comedian's comedian because he, like every time I see D. Tyler perform, it makes me want to write.
He is tremendously at ease in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
And it comes across, it feels like he's having a dialogue with the crowd as opposed to telling jokes.
Right.
Which it's just a very natural and... Both of the other comics that night, that was kind of the vibe you got. Like there was a conversation with the audience, as opposed to I'm going to tell jokes to you.
Yeah,
here's a setup. But the worst thing though for me, having done comedy, is I could see where the joke was going, which is great. No, I mean that's obviously how we think of things when we're seeing it.
Yeah.
So when he was doing the joke about getting a tooth knocked out or losing a tooth, I'm like, oh, he's going to put it under his pillow. Boom. That's the next line of the joke. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was a really fun night. my only thing was had to be out there at 10:30 so we could get a growler at Oak Park Brewery.
Ah.
And you hit it. We got out of there at 10:30. Yeah,
my favorite part of the night when those three girls left.
What was that about?
Some nuisances? What was that?
No. Well,
and I didn't even really get into the joke.
No, and here's the thing, Sam. One of them is somebody that you and I know.
Oh,
and
shit.
I'll tell you who later. But
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't get a chance to ask her why. Because you never know why people leave. Someone in the group might have gotten a text saying, your baby's on fire. you never really know. You assume that it's what's going on in the front, but it could be something completely different.
Right, yeah, right. But yeah, no, it was what you thought it was. But I was like, how do you... I was like, I didn't even really get into the joke. Like, I actually kind of soft-pedaled it as much as I could, but...
You scared him off, Kareem?
I scared him off. I Paul Mooney'd him.
Yeah. Did was it that was in the middle of the 10 hours in New York, right?
No, that was the first joke.
Okay.
So here's the joke, Sam, since you weren't there. So
Feed me, Seymour.
If you grew up in the South, you know what a juke joint is.
Okay.
So we had a juke joint in town. We called it Piccolo Chapel because on Sundays the mother took the kids to church and the fathers went to the joint.
Okay, now I remember.
To talk shit about the preacher. And so your mama come home from church and be like, oh, the pastor gave a great sermon. And your daddy be like, yeah, I remember when me and the nigga ran a train on the Jenkins girls.
Oh, no.
Wait, they left because of the joke?
They left because of the joke.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like, I didn't know it was confirmed.
Yeah. No, they left because of the joke. And it was like, they were spiritual people. And
oh, really? Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but I was like, man, I didn't even get into the joke. Because I'm like,
You'd
already gone around a couple of times about the pastor. But yeah, whatever.
I was like, well, shit, I like my pastor with a little dirt on him. Yeah. Like, you can't tell me you can't tell me what the Lord will forgive you if the only thing you ever did was stole a Snickers bar from the corner store. Like, I need a guy
who stole a pest dispenser.
I might need a guy who might have stabbed somebody or smoked some weed or something.
Ex-gang members. Those are the best pastors. He can forgive.
Right.
Like, he'll really forgive you for this.
Forget the fun-size Snicker.
That's it.
But yeah, I will say this. It was a good time. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that you had the technical difficulties you did, because the show didn't flow quite like you had planned.
Yeah.
But I think with all of that said, it was a really nicely done thing. Everything flowed, it was a nice environment to be in.
Thank you.
And it was a really diverse group of people there.
Yeah.
There were white folks, there was the Asian girl. Who left early.
Represent.
Because I could have stayed till like 10:15, but I didn't want to leave during Trent's set. So I was like, fuck, because I didn't know how long he was going to go on. So I was like, I either have to leave now or like, because I really wanted to see him, but I didn't want to leave during a set and throw him off.
You missed out.
I already know. I'm pissed. I'm really sad.
Yeah. And if you didn't get laid, you should definitely be dead.
I know. Sometimes I'm just like, I shouldn't have friends, because then I have to like care about them and like do shit that I don't want to. Like, I'd rather have stayed for that.
You'd be like, look, if there's no guarantee, pussy, I am not staying around. I am staying where I am.
I've done that before. I've dipped on parties when there's guaranteed sexy time, and I regret those too. I should just really not have people in my
life.
Like
I said, if there's no guarantee to it, then you might like, look, if you ain't giving me none, I'm staying where I am.
But now I think we all learned our lesson that you should have Hurricane on every single show that you do.
Yes.
That guy's intense. That guy's intense just sitting there in the audience.
Yeah. That guy loves life.
I just really liked his energy.
I like people who love life.
Sam, you would have...
Me and Hurricane would hit it, huh?
You would have taken up residence in his lap.
I almost did. Yeah. I was like waiting in line to say hi to him.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he was
so good.
And he is an amazing artist as well.
Oh, cool.
Like, he does portraits.
Can I like
painting.
Stalk
painting.
Him on Facebook?
Yeah.
Does he have a sister? Is her name Katrina?
No.
What?
On Facebook, he's Stephen Clark.
Oh, well, good thing I almost typed in Hurricane.
I know
like
it's Stephen Clark.
I knew Hurricane the poet, but I think it's Stephen Clark.
Well, I don't think he's going to add me if I just go on his personal.
Yeah, so Hurricane the poet.
Right.
There you go.
He's so dope.
And we got to meet Kareem's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, which one was she?
Oh, watch your mouth, girl.
Did she not introduce herself to you?
No.
She introduced. Oh, you know what it was? She came up and introduced herself to me. She's like, oh, I heard your voice and I recognized it from the podcast.
Which
sort of blew me away, because usually anything I've heard from people is like, you sound so much different. Mm-hmm. So she introduced herself to me and to my girlfriend, Leslie. And she goes, oh, that must be Diana. And then she walked away.
Oh, that's Diana. I'm going to walk the other way.
Like, what the fuck? You should talk to your girlfriend about that. Or you're going to be like, oh, that's Diana, just dance. And then make me look like an asshole and be like, oh, which one? Like,
No. She was actually sitting right behind you. But you never turned around.
You do realize, here's the thing, like, my peripheral vision is as big as it looks. Like, you look at my face, you see my eyes, that's how much I can see. Not more than that.
Well, I would figure, since you don't have a lot of up and down, there'd be more side to side.
Well, I have to actually physically move. Like, it's not, life isn't on widescreen, okay? Like, and I know,
you've
we
got
all
that,
know,
like, cinescope the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm lazy, too. I am trying to move after I sat down.
So she was the one sitting right behind you.
Oh, right. Tell her I say hello.
She was very nice. It was nice meeting her. So, Kareem, did you get to watch the Super Bowl?
I did, and he should be fired.
You know who should be fired? The porcupine who picked the who picked the Seahawks.
The fucking porcupine.
What's that? What the hell are you talking about?
A Dallas zoo said a porcupine with a track record of predicting Super Bowl winners was staking his reputation on a victory for the Seattle Seahawks. Zooniversity, which is labeled as a traveling wildlife education company, released a video showing Teddy Bear the porcupine taking an ear of corn from a container labeled for the Seahawks after turning up his nose at his, of an ear of corn labeled for the New England Patriots. The video also includes older footage of the 11-year-old porcupine using a similar method to correctly predict the winners of the last three Super Bowls. Don't ever underestimate the power of popine prognostication, the video's description reads. Guess what, porcupine? You're wrong.
Well, he's getting old and senile. He's well, 11 years
old. I think the porcupine didn't account for the coach doing the stupidest fucking play.
Why did he do that?
Because he got paid off.
I lost $45 because of that.
And he gained $50,000. Yeah, someone paid him.
The porcupine did not.
Someone paid the fucker to do it.
Porcupine did not count in the fact that you would be the dumbass who would, on a play after your guy just ran for 4 yards and barely missed getting in the end zone, not run the fucking ball again because he's been falling forward the whole game.
Yeah, right, God, right. That, I'm so pissed about that. So I was the only one rooting for the Seahawks.
I was pretty happy about it.
And not even that, but the play that you ran was the dumbest fucking play that you could have run. Because if you throw the ball in the middle of the field on that play, and if he doesn't catch it and the ball gets tipped up, it is going to be intercepted by the other team because that is everybody's in the middle of the field in that area. So that makes it even fucking dumber that's what you did.
You were going to say stupider, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say stupider.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, he was like, I want to say stupider. I'm so mad, but I should not do
because
that.
Because if you, I mean, on that level of football, that's what you do. You either roll the quarterback out or you throw a fade so that if you don't, if your guy doesn't get the ball, nobody gets the ball.
Yeah.
That was really dumb. That was.
It was a poor call.
Well, then the.
And, it was poor is not even.
And it was a rich call because he's rich now.
And worse execution, too.
Yeah, the receiver didn't break on the ball like he was supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, the receiver was supposed to. If you're running a slant at that depth in that position, you were going all out for the ball. Like, you're selling out to get that, so.
Well, to be fair, that was just sort of a give back from that ridiculous catch where the ball looked like it hit the ground, but it didn't. It got batted up in the air and bounced around.
That's pure athleticism.
That was skill that was involved in that.
And a whole lot of luck.
No, that was athleticism. Skill.
And a whole lot of luck.
And big hands. Athleticism and big hands.
You do tip drills for a reason, and that is the reason why you do it.
I am, like, totally on Kareem's side today. This never happens. Yes. I'm really
we should take a picture.
That is something that you work on. That's not.
Yeah, but all it takes is one bounce a little bit the other way, and it just falls.
Big hands.
Every play.
Right. So there was some luck involved with that.
And then.
And some skill.
And then if the other part with the luck was the same guy who intercepted the ball, should have been called for pass interference on the Seahawks possession right before that, because he failed and he swiped the guy's foot out from under the receiver's foot out from under him, and somehow that didn't get called.
There was a lot of stuff that didn't get called both ways.
Sports in general, a lot of it is luck too. But then it's like how much you practice and like your athleticism.
You got to be prepared for that opportunity.
Exactly.
Right.
So like, congrats to the rookie.
You don't
for
make
getting that ball,
stupid fucking.
No,
play
that
call.
Was stupid. That you was. Just, I don't know football. I just know that was stupid. I know that was stupid.
Yeah. And if you run that play, you the receiver should actually be going low, and the pass should be low to keep anybody else from intercepting it and to keep your receiver from getting killed. That's how that play works.
Yeah, and then if it gets tipped, it gets knocked down to the ground.
Yes, that's how that play really is supposed to work. So
Seattle got very quiet, which is good.
They got really drunk is what happened.
Because there's been a lot of chirping coming out of Seattle. I love the gif of Richard Sherman getting very disappointed very quickly and looking sad. Russell Wilson did not cry this week. He did cry 2 weeks ago, not this week. So.
Yeah. I put that all on Pete Carroll. If your offensive coordinator made that play call and you did not check that call, y'all both just deserve to be fired.
Well,
I'm down.
It's over. The Patriots win their fourth Super Bowl and six tries with Tom Brady.
Yeah, and you watch the NFL will magically the balls would have been the right size or whatever before with Deflategate.
Well, actually, there was an article that came out before the game yesterday.
Of course it did.
Saying that there was only one ball that was actually deflated.
Of course it did.
Well, you can dismiss it all you like, or maybe the people at ESPN got it wrong.
No, I'm not dismissing it. I'm pretty sure that with everything that was on the line yesterday for the NFL, the balls were that was going to happen.
By the way, if the fix were in for the NFL, the Patriots would have lost yesterday.
No. Tell me why.
No.
Because the last thing they wanted to do was to have a team that was the cheaters prosper from that.
Right, but they didn't have cheaters, so yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You had your article.
You have your article that says they didn't really cheat right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you and people of your ilk will never be convinced of that. Because you're like, oh, well, Tom Brady did this and Tom Brady did that and nothing's
they have a culture of cheating or pushing everything.
Everybody has a culture of that.
They have a we will win at all cost mentality in New England.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so does everybody else. They just don't talk about it.
I feel like this is like a Bill Cosby debate again. Like, y'all are just getting out of
here. Yeah.
Just take this pill and relax.
Yeah.
We'll have it be fine.
We're gonna record the walkthrough of the team the night before the Super Bowl. Like, man, he just called my play. How the fuck did he know what was gonna go? We weren't supposed to say that we watched that videotape. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't believe that they're the only team that ever did that. Yeah. Sorry. I'm pretty sure.
Well, look, if you're stupid enough to get caught and for people to know that you did it, then you deserve to be labeled as a fucking cheater.
Well, you know what?
If you're gonna be dumb enough to get caught
and people know that this is what you do, find out that this is what you do, then you deserve to be labeled as a cheater. There deserves to be asterisks next to what you did.
There's no asterisks. That's not gonna happen.
No, and it is. No,
it's not.
Yeah, physically there won't be, but there are already asterisks.
Well, only for you.
No, not only for me.
The only thing going in the
only,
book.
The only thing going in the book is
Super Bowl champion.
Who did I Super Bowl champion? Who did I watch this? I watched somebody this morning who's in the NFL Hall of Fame who said.
Was it Warren Sapp? Because he was
It wasn't Warren Sapp.
Oh, he did. He.
It was. Everything. It was somebody who said that when they sat around the table with other Hall of Famers during the Super Bowl weekend, they said that Tom Brady will go into the Hall of Fame, but there will always be an asterisk next to his name because of the way New England is. And he didn't say that about. He said that from a Hall of Famer standpoint. So he may not go in with a real asterisk, and he might not go in an asterisk to you Patriots fans, but he will go in with an asterisk to the actual football players.
Yeah, the actual football players are a lot of people who are jealous because they want to be, oh, I was the greatest. No, our generation was the greatest. I hear them all the time.
Whatever.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I have never heard them say that about anybody else.
It doesn't.
They don't say that about Joe Montana.
I know they don't say that about
Dan Marino. They don't say that about
Dan Marino of the zero Super Bowls.
Yeah, and they don't. But even though he didn't win any Super Bowls, they still have more respect for him than they do for your boy.
Yeah, you know what he has? 4 Super Bowl rings.
Yes.
4. You know who else has 4 for a quarterback? Joe Montana. Terry Bradshaw.
That's it.
Well, end of discussion.
My boy has the first 4, so that's all I care about. So there you go.
And the porcupine was wrong.
This whole thing started because of fucking porcupine.
Porcupine.
So Terry Bradshaw has the first 4.
He does.
And the Steelers have 6. So there you go.
They do.
I can do my Generation X thing.
Kareem with the crotch chop.
That was fun.
All right, that leads us into a little feature. I didn't pick music for this because I didn't have time. Do you have a little bit of little known black history for us?
Sure.
Just give us a little taste of that.
The first European to explore the Southwest was actually a Moor named Esteban. And if for y'all who don't know, Moors were Africans. Who ruled Spain for about 700 years. So when Europe was in the Dark Ages, Moor Spain was thriving. They had booksellers that were like 2 miles long and whatnot. So Esteban got shipwrecked off the coast of Florida with his owner, and then they made their way from Florida to Mexico City. He was the Native Americans considered him a medicine man, and then one of the tribes gave him a rattle, which got him in with the other tribes. So he did a lot of exploring and opened up a lot of doors for the Spanish. He ended up being killed by the Zuni Pueblo, and the Pueblo and the Aztec, the Mayan, I can't think of the name of the other tribe, but they have a
Incans.
They have a Zuni. They have a doll, Kachina doll, and dance based after, based off of him. So when
Esteban,
the Hopi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Hopi and the Pueblo have a Kachina doll and dance based off of him. So.
Dang,
that's cool.
Yeah. See, I'd heard of the Moors in Spain, but I was not aware they were African.
They were Africans, right, and Arabs.
Did not know that.
That's fantastic.
So that's some. We're gonna be doing that every show during February for Black History Month. We're gonna have Kareem's little known Black History.
So thank you, Kareem.
Morocco is North Africa, so that's where they originally come from.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dope.
That's where the Morocco part comes. The more part of the Rocco comes from.
Morocco. I like it.
Cool. All right. So the Ghostbusters reboot is on, and they have revealed the cast of ladies. It is official. It's going to be Melissa McCarthy, Leslie Jones, Kate McKinnon, and Kristen Wiig.
Did this movie really had to be redone?
Yeah, I was going to say, we couldn't just come up with a whole different
remakes movie. Anyway. I'm over.
It just sucks, because I see what they're trying to do, and like, yay, funny ladies, but at the same time, they had to use
just
this as the platform.
Just make a new fucking movie.
Yeah, why did they have to use Ghostbusters as the platform?
Let's get original one time.
Aren't there enough original people in this country who have original ideas that you could make a fucking movie about?
Yeah.
But the problem is the people who are running the studios want something that they can make a giant
guaranteed
pile of money
easy
on.
Bucks.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going for.
And that's why the quality of all of our entertainment sucks right now.
Uh-huh.
It's a rough one. Although I will say, so I think we're all in agreement on this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And not because it's an all-female cast.
Not at all.
No, it has nothing to do with a female
cast.
It
might
class.
Be fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But I'm just sick and tired of the fucking remakes.
That's what makes me sad, is that they're using like these. I think this cast is great.
But now it's becoming a gimmick.
Yeah. That's what pisses me off about this. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, man, like, especially for someone like a female aspiring comedian to see this and just be like not excited makes me sad.
Uh-huh. By the way, spoiler alert, the giant marshmallow man gets sent back to the Dominion where he came from when Melissa McCarthy takes a shit in the sink.
You're fucking lying.
That's funny. And the thing is, having those four together, they could make a hilarious movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, so other since we're talking about remakes, movies that are coming out in July, which is when this would come out, is Power Rangers and King Arthur.
Like, how many fucking...
Power Rangers...
It's not coming out this July. It'll be coming out the following
2016.
How many King Arthur movies can they make?
I don't know, but that 2016, it just seems real. Summer of 2016 just seems
really
shitty.
I just heard that one of the Power Rangers, not the original cast.
The Red Power
Red
Ranger.
The Red Ranger in one of the latter seasons.
Yeah, he killed his roommate.
Allegedly.
Samurai.
Allegedly.
Hey, by the way, Donald Trump has already weighed in on the female Ghostbusters cast.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
They're remaking Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford. You can't do that. And now they're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on?
Why? Why is... Why?
What's going on?
See, when I see, like, rich people like him talk, I'm just like, this makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like,
how dare rich people talk?
Like, stupid rich people. I'm like,
you became passionate.
You're rich.
Yeah.
And you're just stupid.
No, he likes trolling people. That's what he does.
He gets a rise out
He's bored.
I know he does.
He likes to see people react to him.
I just like, but people actually take him seriously, and it's not a
that's
good
the
example.
That's the part that's the scary part, is that people take him seriously.
Yeah. It's just like, you should know your limits.
Yes.
You know, that's what I just think, if you have that much power, just know your limits.
But
so you can
know what your hair looks like.
What I was going to say real quick about the King Arthur remake is, I thought that the brother knocked that out of the park, the last King Arthur that was made, and I don't think we should mess with that again.
Was that the one with the... Keira Knightley was in that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a fucking good one.
Yes. Antoine Fuqua directed that.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Wait a second.
He knocked it out the fucking park. You should have just left that alone. I think that should be the last King Arthur movie made.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, if this is Charlie is the guy from Sons of Anarchy, right?
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm cool with this one. Yeah. He's in the new King Arthur movie. Okay. He's really pretty.
He's
supposed
to be
in 50 Shades.
Diana, right. Are you confused?
I think I'm just desperate. I appreciate pretty people.
Okay. I'm just sorry. Like, she got really excited about it. And I was like, wait a minute. Did something change?
Oh, my God. So I was, during Super Bowl, I'm obsessed with Marshawn Lynch. I'm obsessed with him. I think he's just awesome. And there's this guy that came to the party, and I was talking about, like, yeah, I want to, like marry him or something. He's like, you do know he's like a hit it and quit it kind of guy, like all this shit. And I was like, looking at him, I was like, yeah, he's not my type, really. I'm hitting and quit it too. He's like looking at me. I'm like, I'm gay. He's like, oh, so it would work out perfectly. I'm like, yes.
There
which
you
is
go.
Why.
All right. Well, the next story was actually from 2012. So it's time to move on to this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right. Up first in cool or tool, the Super Bowl, Diana.
I like the Super Bowl, cool, but that fucking play was tool.
Kareem?
I concur.
Sam?
Well, I'm obviously cut from a different cloth. And I've always thought the Super Bowl was tool. I watch it because I enjoy the company of people who are passionate about anything. And I can enjoy other people's passions. It's never been my cup of tea. And I think it's a... Oh, the money that's being made off of it makes me want to throw up and
again, Sam, we would love you. Just the same.
I know. Even I'm kind of like,
Go on. It's a tool.
Okay. The Super Bowl was it was cool. And even though I wasn't super into the halftime show, it was a spectacle.
I love the halftime show. It was so good.
Up next in Cooler Tool,
Missy Elliott.
New Ghostbusters, Kareem.
Tool.
Sam.
Tool.
Diana.
Tool.
Yeah, we have a quorum. And it's not because it's all ladies.
No, we love those
we
ladies.
Love those ladies.
I want to see them in several films together,
I want
just
to
not
them.
This.
Exactly. I want to see them shitting in sinks in film after film after film.
Keep it coming.
I hate the actress. This is a real actress, like, next to the movie. It's just like, oh, it's not because they're ladies, and I hate to say it. That's
stop the gimmicks. Stop the remakes.
Hell,
come
man.
On.
Let's stop Paul Feig from making these things. Stop
you,
that
Feig.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, Donald Trump and his videos, Sam.
He's a tool.
Kareem?
The word tool in the Urban Dictionary has a picture of Donald Trump next to it.
Diana?
No, he's a fucking tool. Hate him.
I'm sorry. I actually think that's kind of cool because it was hilarious.
I love how
a guy with that much money and that much supposedly going on gets this upset about two movies from
Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford?
You can't do that.
Ghostbusters with all women!
The world is done gone crazy.
You're crazy!
I have to expect him to see... If he wasn't rich, he would be out on his porch with a jug of moonshine yelling.
Spraying his hose at the kids.
Yeah.
And that hair.
But he's super rich, so he just puts videos on Vine. Yeah. And they go, oh, it's Trump again. And part of me loves the fact that he likes to get on and troll people. Just
you know,
because.
I do... I enjoy people who like to
stir the shit.
You're right. He has a little respect, but he's still a tool.
It's that sense of whimsy that if he wasn't such
sense
a dick, he has a sense of whimsy about him. So
I don't think
you'll ever hear Donald Trump described with a sense of whimsy anywhere but here. So there you go. Want to remind everybody, if you want to help support the show, the best way to do that is if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go through our site. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab. And then shop like you normally would. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And we thank you in advance for all of your patronage. Yay.
Patronage.
Yeah. Valentine's
don't
Day coming
say that.
Up.
There are people who don't like the Patriots. And they're gonna
patronage.
Yeah.
Patronage. It's different.
I know.
Valentine's Day coming up this weekend. Are we excited?
Yeah. It's my daddy's birthday.
This weekend.
Yeah.
It's not this one, it's the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry. We recorded well hung ahead of time. I'm very confused.
I was like, what is that?
Son of a bitch. I would have noted that in the show. All right, so let's move on to Mike Huckabee. He's the former Arkansas governor.
Mike Huckabee.
Yeah, well, his name rhymes with
I Heart Huckabees was a great film.
Yeah, well, you don't heart this one, I'm guessing.
He was just in North Carolina.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was on all the Sunday morning shows, too. He says expecting Christians to accept same-sex marriage is, quote, like asking someone who's Jewish to start serving bacon-wrapped shrimp in their deli.
Really?
That's his quote.
Yes, those are the exact same fucking things.
I think I said this on the show before I became an official member. King David had a fucking boyfriend.
You have said this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
They don't like to read that part of the Bible because whole existence.
That's the Jewy part.
King David had a boyfriend named Jonathan.
I wonder what happens when, like, because eventually, overall homosexuality is going to be accepted. So I wonder what they're going to be mad at next. Because I feel like they always have to hate on something. Well, so what's after homosexuality?
Well, they already don't believe in climate change.
Right.
Oh, so is that going to be the main focus, like, in, like, 10 years? Climate change?
It's the focus now.
It's
really
the focus now.
I think, like, the gay thing is, like, overshadowing the climate.
Anyway, he also called homosexual part of a lifestyle, like drinking and swearing. Diana does all three, so she should know.
And I think I've said this before. If you don't think that homosexuality is natural, you have never spent any fucking time in nature. Because a pig will fuck anything.
Yeah.
Animals will fuck anything that they are not trying to eat.
Yeah.
And they are trying to eat.
That's frightening.
And maybe some of them, including the female mantis, will fuck and eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after the mantis mates.
But it is weird that everything that they say is unnatural is actually shit that occurs regularly in nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was the winner of the 2008 Iowa caucuses and a likely 2016 contender. He was on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday morning. He defended an excerpt from his new book, which he says he has friends and associates who are gay. He said, people can be my friends who have lifestyles that are not necessarily my lifestyle. I don't shut people out of my circle or out of my life because they have a different point of view.
Yeah, he's in the closet.
He said, I don't drink alcohol, but gosh, a lot of my friends, most of them do. You know, I don't use profanity, but believe me, I've got a lot of friends who do. Some people really like classical music, ballet, and opera. It's not my cup of tea.
So what?
I have a headache.
What have we found out about Republicans who scream really loud about gay marriage or gay stuff?
There's usually something in their closet.
Yeah, that's what we found.
Yeah.
I don't want a president who isn't willing to swear at stuff.
Yes.
I want that. Yeah. I really do. I don't care what it is. I mean, I've heard the tapes of Lyndon Baines Johnson ordering his pants and wanting extra room for his balls.
That's it.
You know?
That's awesome.
It is. I want my president to drop an F-bomb. Yeah. I want my president to be pissed off at Putin and go, that motherfucker.
I don't want
a president who's like, gosh and golly, I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
You know that he is not like that all the fucking time.
I'm going to pray for him.
I like how this guy is so like educated. Because he's, okay, so he made that Jewish reference and then he says, I mean, we're not going to do that. Or like asking a Muslim to serve up something that is offensive to him. I feel like he just got lazy. Like he doesn't know what's offensive.
Whatever's offensive.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure they're offended by something.
But marriage isn't an exclusively Christian thing.
People give me a headache. I don't like them.
And it actually is more. It's a legal contract. It's not the spiritual thing that they made it. It's only become that. What we consider marriage is like 200 years old. Seriously, it's only like 200 years old. It's not the way that has been done for centuries.
In my mind, the marriage ceremony is a sacred thing between whoever's marrying the other person. And I think it's not a big deal if the government touches it all. I understand as far as money and all that. But if we're talking historical, and I'm not saying this in defense of anything because this is where I stand is I don't really give a fuck. If I'm going to have a covenant with someone, that's between me and that person. And if the government recognizes it or not, you know, I would hope that if there was anything involved that mattered, like money and all that kind of stuff, it's important that it's recognized. But
well, that's the only reason that it is recognized is for money and...
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the legal contract.
The legal contract. And like, let's say, and above all else, money, whatever aside, if you are in any sort of relationship where you are committed life partners to each other,
yeah,
married in one mm-hmm. way or another, and one of those people is sick and in the hospital, in yeah. the ICU, and only family can go in, and you happen to be a gay couple mm-hmm. in a state where there's no gay marriage, you could have spent the last 50 years with this person in a loving, committed relationship, mm-hmm. and you won't be allowed in to see them
yeah.
as they die.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
And especially when, probably under those circumstances, the other people that are allowed in probably weren't even around or mm-hmm. had anything to do with the person.
Yeah.
Either way, even if you want to break it down to just that basic
yeah,
bit.
That's enough.
The humanity of that mm-hmm. should be enough. And the distribution of a person's assets in a reasonable manner, just like anybody else, yeah. should be enough. Strip away all your other fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't let them get married in your church.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impinging on your freedom of religion.
Exactly.
Your religion shouldn't dictate the policies of the state. We have mm-hmm. a separation of church and state for a reason.
Yeah.
So cut that fucking nonsense out. Let's just make gay marriage legal across the country, which the Supreme Court should be ruling on this summer.
They pussied out on it. They know that they have no other choice. But that's why they keep kicking it back, because there's no legal reason why it shouldn't happen.
Last I had heard, they were going to hear the case this summer.
Yeah, because they
can't kick the can,
kick
down,
the
road
can down
anymore.
The road anymore.
Too many judges at the state level have mm-hmm. kicked these anti-gay marriage laws back down the road and said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And so now it's finally going to get tipped. And you know what? I don't care. I don't have a dog in the fight. But
right.
as a basic human being,
yeah.
I don't think it's right to tell two people who want to be married and together that they can't be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've been married twice, so I get to vote twice on this. So yeah. there.
And even because one of the things he said last week was, well, what about polygamy? Like, polygamy should be legal if that's what you're into, and that's what if they consent to it, then fine. Do
this
shit.
But that's a nonsense false equivalency, because they're not gay people aren't talking about marrying
right.
a whole group of people.
Right, but I'm still saying,
in the same sense that someone you've spent
yeah,
your life loving and you can't get into the hospital room.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't give
sense.
A fuck if that's what you want to do,
right.
as long as both people are of age and know what the fuck they're consenting to.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite's the whole bestiality argument. It's mm-hmm. like, if you let this happen, people are going to marry their dogs and all this shit. I'm like, yeah. Okay, let's just, two consenting adults. Let's yeah. just, that's where the line is.
Boil it there.
Yeah, like, I know.
Or consenting adults, and just leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, well, I promised a supersized Florida corner, and it's time to deliver on that. First of all, you remember the woman who claimed to have a third boob added to her? Probably heard about her last
yeah.
season. The prosthetic boob?
Yeah. Her name, her stage name is Jasmine Tridevil. Yeah. She once kept a man slave. It's true. She kidnapped a guy and kept him slave. She has been arrested for DUI.
Wow.
It's true. Her real name is Alicia Hessler. She was popped by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department in Tampa. Booked into the Orient Road Jail a short time later. And, her blood alcohol content was a 0.18 and a 0.178 in two tests. Each is more than twice the legal limit in Florida. It is unclear how the erupting scandal will affect her burgeoning music career.
Oh, no.
As Ms. Tridevil released her debut music video earlier this month.
Can we please get a snippet?
Hold on one minute. Let me pause this for a second.
I feel like we should grace.
Oh,
let's listeners with this.
Yeah, I don't.
This is her music.
It's called Born to Serve, and it's some guys in a cage.
There's a video of it.
Who agreed to act in this or be in it? They're not acting. Be in this.
Gay dudes.
No, they don't look legal. I mean, gay or not, but they just don't look right. I want to hear her sing. Call me Miss Tridevil. Welcome to hell. You call me Satan,
but I am female. Stop it. You stop that. Worship all women. Don't you dare misbehave. Serve, serve. Men are born to serve.
Oh my god. Oh my god, who told her this was a good idea?
Okay, enough of that. Well, you wanted to hear it. So
I know, I did. And I'm so glad we did, but I'm just, whew, that was a...
I don't know.
That was a lot worse than I thought it could be. I think this is shock.
Unless she's teaching tennis, you shouldn't be yelling serve that often. No. That's what I'm going to say. All right, let's continue on with Florida Corner.
Florida.
All right. In the classic comedy Airplane, the character Ted Stryker knew he had a drinking problem when he was no longer able to get liquid in his mouth. Well, Key West food runner Ryan B. Jones' moment of clarity came after he urinated on a waitress from a nightclub balcony early on a Saturday morning. He's 20. He was arrested after a foot chase where he was stun gunned twice before Key West officers were able to cuff him. Now, around 2:20 a.m., the officers were called to the Crow's Nest, which is one of 8 bars. And the waitress was talking with a customer when she began feeling something wet on her body. That's according to the arrest report. The waitress first thought it was raining. That was until a colleague pointed to Jones and said, "He's peeing on you!" Nightclub security was called and bouncers chased Jones throughout the complex of 8 bars. When the cops arrived, bouncers and Jones were fighting on the ground. That's when security staff released him and he took off running down Duval Street. When 2 police officers caught him, Richardson wrote, "A large unruly crowd began to form, and Jones was then able to be placed in handcuffs." Sorry. Once in the Monroe County Jail in Key West, Jones told police of his, quote, desire to seek help for his alcohol problem. Well, that's good. He's charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest. It's not clear why he wasn't also charged with underage drinking, because he's 20. The police spokeswoman said the charges are preliminary, and they could change. All right, so that's a crazy lady and a man, and yeah, this one is interesting too.
Wait.
Yes,
go ahead. Go ahead. I got something great for the next show.
Okay, from Destin, Florida, a woman facing charges for theft of a pickup truck allegedly told deputies she knew it was stolen, but didn't think it was that stolen. Officers noticed the truck, which matched the description of a stolen vehicle, parked in Destin. Now, according to the arrest report, they confirmed the registration was that of the stolen vehicle, and then they spoke to 58-year-old Deborah Jean Mason, who was the only occupant of the truck. She said the truck belonged to a man she knew as Cole, but became evasive and wouldn't look at officers when asked if she knew the vehicle was stolen. She eventually said that Cole had stolen the vehicle from his mother, but that Mason let her borrow it.
Okay.
Yeah, but when officers pointed out that she knew the vehicle had been stolen, she replied, "I didn't think it was that stolen."
Varying degrees.
Yeah. She's charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle. She'll be in court on February 17th. And that's your supersized Florida Corner, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks for that lovely view into the other side.
Thank you, Florida, for... Seriously, if they didn't have that grocery store that I love so much.
Publix?
Mm-hmm. Publix? Wait, no, Publix. I was like, wait, what? That didn't sound correct.
Yeah, Publix.
Oh, Florida.
All right. So, Kareem, one of the other things for Black History Month is we wanted to get a movie recommendation from you for every show. And you've mentioned them in the past. So not to put the... put you on the spot, but do you have a movie recommendation you might be able to give to us?
Bamboozled. We watched that Saturday. If you haven't seen that, you should watch that.
Is that on Netflix or Hulu?
I don't know.
What? I think there should be a new requirement is that you only recommend movies on Netflix or Hulu.
Let me see. A movie that's on...
Preferably Hulu because I don't have Netflix anymore.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm sad about my life.
I know what's on Netflix. So I don't watch. I watch Netflix more than I watch Hulu. There is a documentary on Netflix called "The Last White Knight."
Okay.
That. No. Watch "Let the Fire Burn."
Let the fire burn.
Since you're playing Black Thought, the Roots and Black Thought's parents were a part of the MOVE organization. And that documentary is about when Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, burned down the MOVE organization's complex. And
in the 80s.
In the 80s. And the fire chief said, "Let that motherfucker burn." There you go.
Got those down.
There's your Black History Month movie recommendation from Kareem. And like I said, we were going to have one of those from every show throughout the month of February. So, 8 movies, 8 little known facts for the month. So, there we go. You can find that on Netflix. All right, let's turn that down. It's did we mention Amazon? Yeah, we did mention Amazon. Thanks everybody who's been who's already been doing their shopping on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We had a very good month of January, so it's time to ratchet it up again in February and get that consumerism going. Do appreciate that. So, all right, let's get along with a little bit of this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time to go to Plattsburgh, New York. A little speak out going. Tourists, the city of Plattsburgh should change their motto from La Ville sur le Lac, which is the town on the lake, to a new and appropriate tourists come first and taxpaying residents far second. How about providing adequate services to full-time residents?
Been there, done that.
A very large thank you to the gentleman in the wheelchair at Walmart. You brought me a screwdriver on that windy, rainy day so I could fix my car door so it would close.
Okay.
See, it's not all bad.
It's a nice moment.
If the residents of Plattsburgh don't want to clean their sidewalks of snow, sell your house and move to Rouse's Point. Sidewalk maintenance in Rouse's Point is a service to its residents. Thank you, Rouse's Point. If residents of... Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, I would like to say a big thank you to Amy at Dr. Feinberg's office. I went for a tooth extraction, and she made it a great feeling to be there. She cracked jokes and helped me with my paperwork.
Thank you for that paperwork help, Amy.
Way to go, Amy. To
now I have
way
the
to do your job.
Now I have the widest gap tooth smile in town.
Right.
I feel like that should be fixed.
Good extraction.
Why is it allowed for school buses to have red strobe lights and a farmer who uses the road while farming can't get a red strobe light?
Yeah, well, what kind of bullshit's that?
They are a service to the community, too, and pay taxes. It's because you have to stop for the school bus so you don't hit children. And the farmer, that's not what it's for. But otherwise, hey, whatever. You might want to get some attention to detail, staff who can proofread your paper. The second section had errors in the dates at the top for at least 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, see, they don't censor. And if the Allegiant pilots go on strike, what will that do to the Plattsburgh International Airport? They, Allegiant, do about 90% of their flights. Does not look good. I cannot argue with that. I can't. Sam, can you argue with that?
It's unarguable.
If 90%, that's a lot.
It says something.
It does. Hold on, I have some more. I have some bonus speak out for you. Oh, is that the one? No, that's the other one. Hold on. Hey, when I was waiting in line in the 20 items or less to check out, I noticed someone with a full cart. When it says 20 items or less, that's what it means. It doesn't mean a full cart. And instead of confronting you, I'm going to go home and write a speak out because I'm afraid of people.
Yeah, let's just either get over it or say something in the moment. Don't go bitching. Come on.
I wholeheartedly agree with the January 19th anti-abortion march. Yeah, if you're going to bitch, get a podcast.
Yeah.
Marchers carrying signs to, quote, save the preborn. I wish them the best of luck and hope they are doing their best to prevent climate change so as to protect our unborn grandchildren. Ooh, a smart one. And finally, see, you thought Rouse's Point was the greatest place on earth because they cleared the sidewalks? Well, numerous speeders, burglaries, and other violations in Rouse's Point. No police presence on days, nights, or weekends. Is there a police officer? And when is he working? He's not. He's shoveling the sidewalks because that's a service to the community. suckers.
Boom.
Suckers. Sorry. That's small town news. Oh my gosh. What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
It's been a day.
Yeah, coming up on Friday, I'll talk about last weekend went wine tasting in Napa.
Ooh.
Ooh.
For the first time. So that happened. Let me find something here. Some music to go out on. Oh, we'll go out on this music. Yeah, that and went to the movies too. A very good historical movie that you might want to check out. It's been nominated for some awards too. So we'll talk about all of those and have a fresh new podcast for you on Friday. For Sam, Kareem, and Diana, I'm Nate. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you in a couple days.
Yo.
I never do a la, 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 a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit. Let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what studs did to you. I ain't gon' sod 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your light, but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Yeah. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple. Why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh you listen to more than hip-hop and I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to, thinking you fresh with Justin Beast, I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice happiness. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.